It is a top field, there is no doubt. We've been kept busy. We are sort of weaving our way through all the celebs that are making their way towards the teas and, of course, the hospitality tents that are here as well. But it's not the only sport that's in the limelight this morning, because the Blues will be playing Celtic. Let me speak to Mark McIntosh. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Mark, they struggled, but they got there. Linfield have qualified to play Celtic. There's been so much talk about it over the last fortnight or so, we almost presumed that it would come to pass, and thankfully it did. Mark, why did they struggle so much last night? Were they sort of nervous?
I don't even think it was that, to be honest. I mean, Linfield were probably the better side in the first half and created the better chances. But it was a strange game in that neither goalkeeper really had a save to make. And I mean, you always expected that the side from San Marino had to throw everything at it in the last 10 minutes, and that there was a few sort of nervy moments for Linfield, but I wouldn't necessarily say they struggled. The heat was also a bit of a factor as well. You know, certainly at kickoff time, it was boiling in San Marino. So, listen, it was all about just getting the result, and they've got exactly what they needed, and now everyone can look forward to what should be an unbelievable spectacle against Celtic.
So obviously you're covering it, you're with them, Mark. What is the buzz? Do they believe that they can make a mark on Celtic? I see Linfield have announced there'll be no away supporters. All the tickets will go to Linfield fans. Were we expected to be surprised by that, or is that just common sense?
Well, listen, I think Celtic made that clear last week that they wouldn't be taking a ticket allocation. And there's many different reasons for that. I think it's really sad, obviously, for the thousands of Celtic fans in Northern Ireland, of course, in Glasgow and everywhere else. I can understand from a security perspective why that will happen, but look, we'd be very foolish to believe that there'll be no Celtic fans whatsoever inside Windsor Park on the 14th of July. You know, these tickets will go on sale. I know that there's probably going to be a security meeting today, and there's been lots of discussions up until now about how those tickets will be available. I think it would be foolish for everyone, and certainly the police won't for one second believe that there won't be Celtic fans inside Windsor Park, but it's just about how they manage that. And, you know, if Celtic fans don't show their colours during the game, I'm sure we can talk about, again, a great event.
Yeah, because there'd be plenty of Celtic fans who'd be happy enough to come dressed in neutral colours just to watch a footballing spectacle. It's those who maybe rarely go to a Celtic game, who will don the hoops and arrive at Windsor, who could cause the bother.
Yeah, I mean, listen, for any football match, you probably run that risk anyway, but this one's obviously a lot more hype about it. It's much more high profile. But I would imagine the way things have been set out so far, if people want to turn up in Celtic gear to Windsor Park, I can't see them getting anywhere near the stadium, never mind inside it.
The important thing is we should be emphasising the success of David Healy. He's managed to get Linfield to a position where they are playing an incredibly attractive fixture against a team that in many ways excelled recently on the European stage, and on the very day that Pep Guardiola is here as one of the players in the Pro-Am, I can't help but think how difficult it was for Man City to get past Celtic very recently.
Absolutely. You have to look at Celtic's record last year. You know, they didn't lose a game in domestic football. So that just shows the size of the task ahead. You know, I spoke to David Healy after the game last night, and the first thing he said was, you know, yes, it's great to play Celtic, but Linfield are going to have to climb Mount Everest if they're going to do anything in this tie. And I think, you know, everyone's realistic enough to know that Linfield aren't going to beat Celtic over two legs. They'll probably get beaten in both games, but it's about much more than that. You know, it's an historic event. It's the first meeting between the two sides. And let's not forget, you know, a lot of people will talk about security issues and everything else, but it will be two games of football, and it's a great opportunity for some of the younger players at Linfield to play in a massive shop window. And dare I say, it's also a great shop window for David Healy, because, as you rightly said, you know, last season was his first full season as a manager, and he won three trophies. He's doing an incredible job at Linfield, and if he can pull off some sort of a decent result against Celtic in either of these two games, I'm sure his stock will only rise as well.
Yeah, and he made a good point whereby when you sit in the changing rooms and the Linfield players are all there, it's a bit of a mix of Rangers and Celtic players. The supporters of both clubs play for Linfield, and maybe fans who would be trying to stir anything should remember that.
Absolutely. You know, I was on the Linfield team bus last night when they were on the way to the airport as well, and there was a lot of banter flying about Rangers being knocked out of Europe as well, you know. So, you know, inside that dressing room, there's a lot of boys who do support Rangers, of course, and there are a few Celtic fans as well. So they've been having a bit of a laugh about it since the draw, and, you know, that's only going to get better now. And listen, I think anyone who wants to stir up some of the other issues, I think they're going looking for trouble as well. You know, it's just, let's remember, this is about football.
Absolutely. And one final question, just on the Rangers thing. How disappointing is that for Rangers to be beaten by some unknowns?
I think it's a massive embarrassment. You know, that's the only word I can think of to describe it. You know, you look at Linfield and people will say, well, sure, Linfield only beat the champions of San Marino, and San Marino are useless, apparently. Well, Rangers played the fourth best team in Luxembourg, and look what happened there. I think it's an absolute embarrassment for the club. It's an embarrassment for the players. And I'm sure the supporters are very understandably furious today.
I think most people would echo that. Mark, thanks very much for talking to us. Mark McIntosh from The Sun.